take about.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Nida Daf Lamed Zion 37. We have a sponsor this week, Jack Bennett, in honor of Sergeant Nikolai Rappaport, who was killed by Hezbollah terrorists in an ambush in southern Lebanon in 1998. We do have a sponsor for the month. I don't have the paper here, but if someone reminds me who it is, we will read that. It is Ben Zev.
Oh, it's Kislev. Who is it?
Oh, my goodness. You're right.
Who is it?
We have a new sponsor for Kislev. Malkin Sam Esterson and Josh Friedman. Josh and Becca Friedman. Thank you to the Friedmans and the Estersons for sponsoring for Kislev, Baruch Hashem. We didn't have the paper because it is the new Chodesh. Today is the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which means it's the first day of Kislev. And we're picking it up on Nida 37. But we are starting eight lines up from the bottom of 36b, Lamed Vav, Amid Beis, at Kamashmalan Shila. What we've been talking about is Yoledis Bezov, a woman who gives birth, Mazel Tov, but she was a Zava when she gives birth. And the Mishnah had said, if she sees blood and has pain for 3 days, and then there's a break before she gives birth, then that blood is not because of her childbirth, but because of her Zava. That made her a Zava, and then after she gives birth, she has to count Shiva Nikiim. And we had said that if this happens, she sees blood during her Nida time, she becomes a Nida for 7 days, the Raisa. But if it's during her Ziva time, it does not make her become a Zav. If the blood is really connected to her childbirth, there was no gap, and that bleeding led to her childbirth. Now, Rav had said that if she sees blood during Yemei Ziva, she's Tamei one day. Her husband can't touch her, there's her Chakos, they can't have relations. Shmuel said we need Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom because we're worried she'll become a Zava. And Rav Yitzhak said it's Lo Klum. She's not even Tamei at all. So Shila Bar Avimi, eight lines up from the bottom of 36b, Avad Uvda Kivase de Rav. He paskened Lamaisa, like Rav, that when a woman saw blood during Yemei Ziva, she was Asura for that day. Ki Nach Nafshe de Rav, when Rav was about to die, Amar Le Rav Asi, Zil Tzonei, go and hide my psak. Tzonei is Lashon Tznius, hide it. He's retracting. Rav is retracting his psak that she is Tamea. Rashi says, in fact, she's Tahora, like Rav Yitzhak. She shouldn't be Tamea at all during her 11 days of Ziva if she's seeing Dam because of childbirth. Elo Tzais, and if Shila Barvina does not listen to you, Garye. Garye means sort of talk him into it, convince him, pull him into it. Hu Savar Godye. But here's the problem. Rav Asi thinks that Rav said Godye, which means cut him off. That's much harsher. Amar Hu Savar Godye Amar Le. That's what he thought Rav said. Bater the Nach Nafshe the Rav, after Rav passes away, Amar Le Hadarbach. So Rav Asi goes to Shila Bar Avina. He says, retract. Because Rav retracted. Also, you have to retract. He didn't try to talk him into it. He was very stern with him. Amarle imisa de Haderbe. If Rav had really retracted, Lididi hava Amarle. He would have told me. He says, I'm a Talmud of Rav. If Rav had retracted his psak, he knows I paskin like that lamaisa, he would have told me about it. Lotzais. So he did not listen to Rav Asi. Godye mitadolit. So he cut him off, he excommunicated him. Tosfos here says, it can't be that he missed Garye and Godye. It must have been Godye with a soft dalit. Godye is to drag him, to pull him, sort of convince him, you know, convince him with arguments. And Godye with a harsh dalit does mean cut off, like cutting down a tree would imply excommunicating. So Tosfos says Godye versus Godye. Rashi says, and the gears we have is Garye versus Godye. He excommunicated him. Amarle, but Shila Baravina says, Lo mistafina marmi delecta, you're not worried about the fire. So Rasa, he's not threatening to burn down his house. That's not what he means. He means you're publicly embarrassing a Talmud Chacham of a great stature. Heaven might punish a person who does such a thing. There might be repercussions on the spiritual plane. Not that he's threatening to burn down his field or anything, God forbid. Amarle, Ana Isi Ben Yehuda. He says, I'm not worried. I'm Isi Ben Yehuda. To who Isi ben Gur Aryeh. Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Gur Aryeh is the nickname for Yehuda that Yaakov gives. To who Isi ben Gamliel. He's also called Gamliel. He's Gomel Chasadim. To who Isi ben Mehalalel. He's also called Mehalalel. So his father had a lot of zechus. He says his father's merit will protect him. And he makes a drasha with his name. He's Asi. He says he's Asita Denachasha. He's a mortar made of copper. Delo Shalit Beirikva. That rot and rust are not going to affect the copper. He says, I can take the punishment. That's what he's saying. Amrle Ve'ana Shila Bar Avina. I'm Shila, the son of Avina. Avina is Evan or iron. He's Buchna de Farzala. He's a pestle of iron, dematber asita de chasha, that can break the mortar of copper. So he's saying, I'm also very tough, and you need to be careful. If you're going to put me in cherim over this misunderstanding of psak, you're going to have a problem. Chalish Rav Asi. Sure enough, Rav Asi got sick. Ailuya bechamime, he had the fever. Apkuya mekariri. When he had the fever, his chills went away. Ailuya bechariri, apkuya bechamime. And when he had the chills, his fever went away. So it was either fever or chills the whole time. Oy nachnafshe d'Rav Asi, and he passed away. Turning over to Lamed Zion. Azil Shila. So now Shila Baravina goes. Amar Levitu, he tells his wife, Tzovit li zavadta. Prepare for me burial garments. Delo lezil v'leimale l'rov. Mili ilave, so that Rav Asi is not going to go to the Mesivta Berakia. He's not going to go up to heaven because he just died and tell Rav bad things about me that I didn't listen to his instructions. Savita lezavata, she got prepared for him a burial garment. Nach nafshe de Shila, and Shila passed away that very day. We know Rav Asi, it's a segula not to do that. We don't prepare, we don't dig a grave for someone who's still alive. And Lehalacha, the cemetery workers, they do dig graves in advance, but that's in general, it's not for a specific person. It's a very bad segula to prepare a funeral for someone who's still alive. The Zohar talks about this. We don't do that. But here he knew what was going on spiritually, and he realized he was going to die the same day as Rav Asi. So what happened is Nachlafshe de Shila, he passed away. Hazu de Farche Asa Mehai Porya de Hai Porya, and they're being buried at the same time. Both of the great rabbis are being led out to the funeral at the same time. And there's an Asa, which is a hadas, a myrtle branch, is flapping in the wind from one bed to the other. Amrle Shmamina Avdu Rabbanan Paisa. So we see from here that the myrtle branch was blowing in the wind from one rabbi to the other on their way to the kever. They must have made peace with each other. It's an amazing thing. So, but the Rav's psak was that she was tameh for one day when she starts seeing dam from childbirth. It is a significant halacha lemaisa when a woman goes into labor. At what point she becomes a nida and the husband can no longer touch her because of the harchakas. So there is a lot of discussion in the poskim achronim that based on the Mishnah, maybe it's when she can no longer walk. It says when she sits down on the stool to give birth, so maybe we now that she can't walk from the pain, she's automatically a nida, even if she has not seen blood. Some people say it's when the doctors tell her to push, the later stage of labor, that's when she's automatically a nida, even if she hadn't seen blood. Some people say it depends on the amount of cervical dilation, but she's not obligated to get a cervical check to find out if she's become a nida or not. She shouldn't be worried about that. So Lemaisa, a husband who wants to be there for his wife in labor, should ask the shaila of his posek, and there might be more room to be makel if the husband is the one providing, you know, emotional support and assistance during the labor. You understand, if her mother's there to help her out and rub her neck, it's very good, Baruch Hashem. But if the husband is the one who has to take care of her, the posek might be more makel to rely on a later shita of becoming a nida. There is a shaila also, sort of in hashkafek halachik shaila, if the husband should even be in the room when the woman gives birth, because he's going to see his wife in a compromising situation where she's in a lot of pain and she's exposed. And if the husband is going to be there, he should certainly not be down by the legs. He should be up by her head because he doesn't want to come to see something which is halachically prohibited to see, because he'll see his wife in a very compromising situation. So it's a shaila if the husband's going to be there when his wife is giving birth, exactly how to be noheg. So consult your local Orthodox posek. Good. We're near the top of Lamed Zion, five lines down. By Rava Koshi Mahush Tistor Beziva. Does going into labor and seeing blood interrupt a Shiva Nikim? She was already a Zava. She's in the middle of counting Shiva Nikim, and she goes into labor and sees blood. Does that stop a Shiva Nikim? Devar Hamitame Soseres, the Gemara asks, is it only something which causes a Tuma of Zava that interrupts a Shiva Nikim? Vahai Nami Mitame. And this would also make her tame kime nida. If it was her days of nida, she'd become tame from seeing blood. Who odilma devara gorim soser? Only something that can cause ziva will interrupt the shiva nikim. V'haylav gorim hu. But childbirth tuma, the blood als childbirth, we learned out yesterday, does not cause tuma. There was a limud dama machmas atzma below machmas vlad. I hope that sounds familiar. So that was the limud that dam from childbirth does not cause ziva, so therefore it should not interrupt a shiva nekiim that she's counting to be purified from her ziva. Amar le Abaye, ones b'ziva yochiach. The concept of external causing for ziva will prove otherwise. We talked about this briefly yesterday, that there is a concept of ones by a man, by a male zav, if there was an external factor causing it, and we used the example yesterday, he ate too much turkey, and that caused an emission. So then that's not a Zav. That doesn't cause real Zav because it was an external factor, not a natural. You understand, it's just like a sickness, but it wasn't a natural cause. There was an external cause for it. So there's a concept of Onis. Yochiach should prove otherwise. She'enu gorim, it does not cause Ziva v'soser, but it does interrupt a Shiva Nakim. Amar le Abaye, hai nami gorim hu. Seeing an emission of ziva be'ones for a man could also cause tuma. Ditzan, the Mishnah says over there, the second Mishnah, the second parak in Zavim, it says ra ria rishona. He sees the first emission bodkinoso. So the bedika here is we ask him questions: did you eat too much? Did you drink too much? Did you carry something heavy? Were you jumping up and down? Were you ill? Did you look at a pretty girl? Were you thinking about a pretty girl? All of these are factors that might cause some sort of abnormal emission. So we do ask him, because if any of those factors, external causes, are true, then he's not a Zav. Shnia Bokinoso, the second time around, we also check him. Shlishis Ein Bokinoso, but by the third time, if he's seeing, we don't assume there was an external factor, and they would call the Zav a Zav. Rabbi Eliezer is a different approach. Amr Af B'Shlishis Bokinoso, even the third time he sees an emission, we ask him if there is an external cause, and if there was, he's not a Zav. Achanami, so it's true, kevan de lo garim lo sasar, since an emission be'ones, an emission caused by an external factor would not create a zav, it does not interrupt a shiva nekiim, and so too it should be for a woman seeing blood from childbirth, it should not interrupt her shiva nekiim for her ziva. Amar le, the Rabbi Eliezer, achanami, yes, it's true for Rabbi Eliezer, it should not interrupt a shiva nekiim, that's so we think. But Tashema, but there's a Brayser, Eliezer Omer, Af B'Shlishis Bodkinoso. The third time around, we do still ask the Zav if there was an external factor causing the mission. Bervis Ein Bodkinoso. But the fourth time around, we don't ask him. We assume he's Tame. My love, the Stira, isn't he Tame enough to interrupt his Shiva Nakim? Lo, not necessarily. It could be Latamue Lahahu Tipa, that this drop of emission will become tame bimasa, also by carrying the emission of a zav. It's not only tame to touch it, but even if it's in a box in a backpack and someone picks up that backpack and carries that drop around, that person is also tame because it's tame bimasa. And it's also tame sitting on, we use the example, 10 mattresses, and they all become tame, also the ziva, also the zav, the mishkav zav. So Tashima, another brisa about Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, Bishlishis, Rabbi Eliezer mer bodkinoso. The third time around, we still check for an onus, for an external factor, revis, but the fourth time around, ein bodkinoso. We do not ask questions to try to attribute the emission to an external factor. And Rabbi Eliezer explains, the carbon amarti below the stira, because we're asking these questions about regarding the carbon. If the ziva was caused by external factors, he does not become a zav, gamor, to bring a carbon. But if it was natural in a way, he does bring a carbon. And it's not in regards to stira, but it is soser. At least the fourth time around, Rabbi Eliezer holds that seeing an emission with an external factor, with an onus, does break a shiva nekiim. Hello, Rabbi Eliezer, tifsho de devar she'eno gurim soser. Something that doesn't cause a ziva to start because it's be'onus can still break his shiva nekiim. The Rabbanan Mai, but what about for the rabbis? That's only Rabbi Eliezer. Tashema, we hear Braisa, the Tani Avua de Rabbi Avin. So Rabbi Avin's father has a Braisa. Ma garam lo zovo. What does his zov cause for him? Shiva. It causes him 7 days of tuma. Lefichach soser shiva. Therefore, seeing ziva can also break shiva, can cancel 7 days. Ma garam lo kiryo. What is his carry? If he sees a seminal emission and he's called a bal carry, it causes him yom echad. It causes one day of tumah, and he goes to the mikvah that night, and he's good to go. Lefichach soser yom echad. Therefore, it can cancel one day. So if he's counting his shiva nekiyim, Rabosa, he has a seminal emission, he doesn't lose all 7 days. If he's on day four right now, and he sees carry, then he loses day four, but tomorrow is day four. He doesn't lose the first 3 days that he counted. But if he sees Ziva, he loses all 7 days. Even if he's had six clean days, he's on day seven, and he sees Ziva, boom, he loses all seven, has to start his Shiva Nakim over. My Shiva, what seven are we talking about? Is the father of Rav Avin talking about? Ilema de Metame Shiva, that he's Tame Shiva? Haima Zovo. Haima. So what is it saying? Zovo Tame Shiva Mibaylei. It should simply say in the Braisa, Zovo Tame Shiva. It uses a Lashon Gurim. It says, Ma garam lo zova. What is zava garam lo? Cause to him. Ela lav davar hagurim. So, sir, it's teaching that an emission that causes the tuma can cancel the shiva nakim. So an emission of ziva, which can cause him to become a zav, cancels all shiva nakim. Davar she'eno gurim, something that doesn't cause ziva, which is a balkari emission, a normal seminal emission. Eino Soser, it doesn't cancel Shiva Nakim. It doesn't count for it, but does not cancel it. Shmamina. So we learn from here that according to the Rabbanan, something that doesn't cause a Ziva will not cancel a Shiva Nakim. Therefore, by the woman giving birth, since the blood from her going into labor and giving birth does not cause her to become a Zava, it does not cancel a Shiva Nakim that she's counting to get out of being a Zava. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Naktinan, we have a tradition. Ein Koshi Soser Beziva. That koshi, going into labor, seeing blood and from labor, does not cancel out a ziva. It doesn't cancel her shiva nekiim so far. Imashkachas tana. And if you find a tana de amar soser that says it does cancel, hahu Rabbi Eliezer he. That's simply Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. That's not the Rabbanan's opinion. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, he said, onus soter ve'enugurim, because he said that by a man, a zav, that even seeing be'onus would cancel out his shiva nakim, even though it does not cause him to become a zav in the first place. Good. Tanya, Rabbi Marianus Omer, so Rabbi Marianus says, ein leida soseris beziva, that childbirth will not cancel out a shiva nakim. Ibailahu. So we asked the Shaila about this. Mahu shetale, can her time of childbirth tuma count for Shiva Nakim? Now, we saw yesterday there was an opinion that it does count. Abaye Amar, Eino Soseris, Eino Ole. So Abaye says her childbirth tumah, remember, a week for a boy, 2 weeks for a girl, it doesn't cancel her Shiva Nakim. She was a Zava before and she was already counting, but it does not count for her Shiva Nakim during her childbirth tumah. Amar, Rava Amar, Eino Soseris. It does not break her Shiva Nakim, Ve'ole, and it would count. You understand, this is when she's not seeing blood. So if she was counting already before, and then she gave birth, then she could resume counting. Her Leda would not interrupt her Shiva Nakim. If she's not seeing blood after giving birth, she could count, resume counting her Shiva Nakim for her Zava. Amar Rava, Mina Mina La, how do I know to tell you this? Titania, there's a Baraisa. Ve'achar titar. This is by a zava. It says afterwards she will become tahar. Achar lekulan. It should be after all of her tuma that she can go to the mikvah and become tahara. Shalotahe tuma mafseket b'nehem. There shouldn't be any tuma. So achar means right after. Right after her tuma, she's done after shiva nakim and she goes to the mikvah. There shouldn't be any tuma mafseket b'nehem dividing between her shiva nakim and her going to the mikvah for her ziva. If you're going to tell me the days of her childbirth tuma could count for her shiva nakim, tuma, that's why there's no interruption of tuma between her shiva nakim, between her ziva and her shiva nakim and her going to the mikvah. If you're going to tell me, Abaye, that they don't count for her, afsik leida, then there's a hefsek, there's an interruption of her giving birth. If they don't count, then that's a tuma that doesn't count, and that tuma will interrupt her shiva nakim. Abaye marlecha, Abaye will tell you, Rava, shalotehe tumas ziva mafsekes b'nehem, because it's achar titchar mizova, from her ziva. So there shouldn't be any ziva interrupting between her shiva nakim and going to the mikvah. But a leida, which does not cause a ziva, we learned out yesterday, will not be a problem. So even though, according to Abaye, it doesn't count for a shiva nakim during her 1 or 2 weeks of childbirth tuma, it doesn't interrupt Rav Shimon HaKiyim either. Amarava min aminala, how do I know my opinion? Detani the Brisa says, mizova, from her flow of ziva. Mizova velo min nig'a. So from her flow of ziva, and not from her nigaim. That's tsaras. That's the white blotches that is a form of tuma also. There's a tame, there's a tuma of, if she is a mitzorat. Mizova, and the limud is also from her flow of ziva, velo mi ledasa, and not from her leda. So she needs to become purified from her zova, from seeing ziva for 7 days, but not necessarily from tsaras. If she's a mitzorat, then she can still count Shiva Nakim and be done with her Zava status, even though she's still a Mitzorah, she still has Nagaim. And if she gave birth, she could still count her Shiva Nakim and go to the mikvah for her Zava, even though she's still in the Tuma of Leda. Abaya Marlacha, and Abaya would say back to Rava, Tanei Chada Mizova. This should only teach one halacha, Mizova Valuminiga. It should teach that if she becomes a mitzorat, she has negaim, she has tsaras, that she can still count her shiva nakim and go to the mikvah for her zava. But it should not teach us the halacha velo titnei velo milidasa. It shouldn't teach the halacha that she can still count shiva nakim during her leda, because according to Baye, it does not count for shiva nakim. Rava, hi mai. Rava, what does he do with this? Iyam rabbi shlama mizova. It's good if he reads the word mizova velo milidasa. So the pasuk is saying she has to stop her emission of ziva, and it doesn't learn out to her leda, would not interrupt, would not cause more ziva, would not interrupt her shiva nakim. I did it itztrichle leda, since it has to teach us about leda, tane naga, atu leda. So it also teaches about negaim. So that the ikar limud is that her leda doesn't interrupt her shiva nakim, and it also teaches that her tuma of negaim also doesn't interrupt. Ela'i amrat mizova velo miniga, but if it teaches from her flow of ziva and not from her negayim, that her tuma of being a mitzorat does not interrupt her shiva nakim. Hai mivichi yitchar azov mizovo nafka. But there's another pasuk by the zav, by the male zav, that says, and when he is purified, when the zav is purified from his flow, that extra zav mizovo nafka. We learn that out. Mizovo from his flow of ziva velo minigo, and not from his becoming a mitzora. So we already learned that from the Zav Pasuk, that we already know that a mitzura does not interrupt a shiva nakim of a Zav. V'abaye, chad b'zav, v'chad b'zav. Abaye says, no, we need both limudim. We need mizova by the woman, we need mizovo by the man, because there's a different halacha. V'tzricha, we need both by the woman and the man. Why? Dikas of v'chmana b'zav, turning over to Ahmed Beis. Bezav mishum delo metame beonus. A male zav, as we said yesterday and today, if there's an onus, an external factor, overeating or some sort of exercise, some sort of sickness, some sort of looking at women, that might cause an abnormal emission. So, but that's only by a man. We said by a woman that all of her emissions, and especially her childbirth, ein lecha onus godol bezeh. Any emission a woman sees, we don't attribute it to an onus to get her out of being tame. Because we said yesterday that all of her emissions are sort of, in a sense, an onus, especially childbirth. We're talking about inducing labor, and that she doesn't really control when she's going to go into birth. There's no leniency by a woman who overate and then saw some sort of emission to be toleit. That's only by the man. Aval zava, about a woman, dimetame beonus, that even if there's an external factor, she's tamea as a zava, a malo. So we can't learn out mizovo to Mrs. Zav. So tzricha, so we need the zova by Mrs. Zav. Ikaz rechmanam bezova. If we only had this limud zova by the woman, there's a difference between her and the man. Mishum delo metame berius kiviyamim. By a woman, she has a leniency that does not become a zava gadola with 3 sightings, like she does by 3 days. I will explain. Aval zav de metame berius. He will become a Zav Gomar with 3 sightings, Kivayamim, or 3 days, Eimalo, Tzricha. So we need to learn out. By a Zav, there is a Tzad of Chumrah. The first parak of Zavim, of the Mishnayos, discuss this. If a man sees 3 times on 1 day, he's a Zav Gomar, as he has 7 days of Tuma, and has to bring a carbon. Even he saw once in a day and twice the next night, or vice versa. By a woman, it has to be 3 sightings on 3 different days to render her a Zava Gedola. If she sees 3 emissions on 1 day, so she's a Zava Katana, and she has to wait 1 clean day, but she's not a Zava Gedola with a Shiva Nakim, and she doesn't have to bring a carbon. But by a man, he could become a Zav Gamor all in one day. So you see, by a man, it's sort of a vulnerability that he can become Nechumra. He can become Tamei as a Zav Gamor, needing a carbon all in one day. So you see, Rabosa, you can accomplish a lot in just one day as a man. You see that? Beautiful. It's a wonderful thing. But because of that stringency, we don't learn from Zovo to Mrs. Zav. We don't learn from Ziva to Mr. Zov. The Sefer Chinuch says, you have a kasha on me because I list four different mitzvahs. He lists, based on the Rambam, because the Rambam does this also, he has the mitzvah of a Zav becoming a Zav and the mitzvah of the carbon of a Zav. And he has the mitzvah of Mrs. Zav becoming a Zava and then her carbon. He has four different mitzvahs. By a mitzvah, he only has one mitzvah for Mr. Mitzvah and Mrs. Mitzvah. Even though there are a little bit of halachic differences between a mitzvah, that's the man, and mitzvahrat, that's the woman, but he only counts one mitzvah. But by the Zav, he counts for two mitzvahs for the man and two for the women. So the Sefer Chinuch explains it's a bit of a kasha, but there are differences, and the Gemara discusses them, so he sort of wiggles out of what the Rambam does with these mitzvahs. But we see there are differences between the Zav and the Zava, as we've seen, the onus factor and this factor that the man can become a Zav Gomer all in one day with three different emissions. And Rabbi tries to defend his shita. Mina mina law, why do I tell you that her time of Tumas Leda should not count for her Shiv Nakim? Devosa, Ditanya, the Rabbi says, Devosa titma. But Rabbi says, Boela, there's a concept of a Boel Yoledis. If a woman is Tuma Yoledis and the husband lives with her, then he is Tame, like a Boel Nida. Devota titma, the Rabbi says, Eselelos, because it says Yamim in the Pasuk. We might have thought only the days, not the nights, but includes the nights also. She's tzmeya. Devosa titma l'rabbus as yuletus bezov. This includes yuletus bezov. Should sricha, should teshev shiv nakim. She has to sit 7 clean days. My love nakim meleida. Isn't this nakim from her childbirth tuma? That she would have to wait until after her 7 or 14 days of tumas leida. Lo midam. It's from seeing dam. So even if she sees blood during her 7 or 14 days, those days would still count, according to Rava, for her shiv nakim, for her ziva. Amar Abaye mina minala. How do I know my opinion? Tanya kimei nidasa. By Yoledis, she has to sit for 7 days for a boy. Kimei nidasa, says the Pasuk. Kach yamei leidasa. So it compares her 7 days of nida to her days of leida tuma. Ma yamei nidasa ein royin leziva. Just like the days of her nida, she can't become a ziva. So reminder, deraisa, a woman sees blood. She's a nida for 7 days. And at the end of the 7 days, she goes to the mikvah. And the next 11 days, she's eligible to become a Zava. But if she doesn't become a Zava for the next 11 days, then she's out of that vulnerability of becoming a Zava. And then the next time she sees blood, she's a Nida. But when she's in a Nida status, she cannot become a Zava. For those 7 days, she's a Nida. So he's saying, Ma yamei nidasa ein ruin leziva. She couldn't possibly become a Zava. Ein sviras shiva olimahen. And she can't count 7 clean days for a ziva during her days of nida. So if during her 11 days of ziva she became a zava gadola and she needs 7 days, so then whatever if she sees dam during those 7 days, that doesn't make her nida, Rabosa, because she's still getting out of her zava status. That's a continuation of her zava status, and until she counts for 7 clean days and goes back to normal, and then she sees blood, then she'll be a nida the next time once she's back to normal out of her zava status. So during the days of Nida, ein sfiras shiva oli mehen, you can't count shiva nakim for a ziva. Afi mele dasa, so too during her days of childbirth tuma, the 7 or 14 days, she ain't ruin the ziva, she can't become a zava, ein sfiras shiva oli mehen, you shouldn't be able to count shiva nakim either. Rava hamani, Rava says, who is that opinion? Rabbi Eliezer he, that's Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Mistar Nami Sotra, that he said that that childbirth, the leida, the blood of leida would interrupt and cancel out a shiv nakim. Should we learn out something possible from impossible? Because it's impossible for her to become a zava during her time of nida. So if you're comparing childbirth tuma to her nida, it should be impossible for her to become a zava. Do we learn out something possible from something impossible? Amar v'chodvoy bar ami, Rabbi Eliezer he. Oh, that's Rabbi Eliezer again. Amar danin efshar miyefshar. He says we can learn out possible from the impossible. And what he does learn out is the carbon Pesach, according to Rabbi Ezer, cannot come from Meister Sheni. Why is that impossible to learn that? Because the first carbon Pesach, there was no such thing as Meister Sheni yet. There was no such thing as Meister Sheni in the first year in the Midbar in Sinai because they weren't in Eretz Yisrael yet. Only in Eretz Yisrael we have the mitzvah of Trumas and Maestris. So they weren't there. That was 40 years in the future already, even after 40 years, because they needed the time of Kavisha and Chalukah. They needed to conquer the land and divide the land before they had Deraisa, Truma, and Maestr. So it was a long time off. And they had to bring their Karban Pesach from Chulin, but Rabbi Ezer learns out, you should always bring Karban Pesach from Chulin, even though normally we do allow bringing Karbanos from Maaser Sheni. So please save up your Maaser Sheni, we have Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to buy Karbanos, and we're going to have a Gezunta barbecue in the Beis HaMikdash. Please God. So Rabbi Ezer says we can learn out Efshar from Efshar, the impossibility from the possibility. Rav Sheshes Amar Al Karchach Kishra Kasev says, listen, the Torah, the Halakha Torah says that her yoledis is like her nida. It's kamei nidosa. That when she gives birth to a boy, mazel tov, she's tamei 7 days, just like her nida. So the Torah already compares them. Igad amei amar rav achod vaybar amei amar rav sheishes. He says it from rav sheishes, from liyazarhi, from adonai efshem yefshar, rav papa amar al karcha chikisha nekasav. He says, listen, the Torah compares leida and nida. So even though you would think it's efshem yefshar, we do compare them. So halacha, Lamaisa, it's mostly Lamaisa here. The Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya Kuf Tzadi Dalid, Dina Yoledis Umapelis, the later. So Yoledis, a woman gives birth, Afilo Lo Ras Adam, even if she never saw Adam during the childbirth, Tameya Kenida. She's Tameya like Anida, which is what we just said in the Gemara, that the Torah compares giving birth to her Yemei Nidosa. Bein yalda chai, bein yalda meis, whether the child survived or not. Afilu nefil, even the child that was never going to make it. Bekama hem yamei tumasa, how many are the days of her tuma? Achshav bizman hazeh, now in our time, that we have a chumra, that any woman who sees dam counts shiva nekiim. Kol hayoldos chashuvos yoldos bezov. We count all of them as if they're yoldos bezov. That's our Mishnah, Rabbi Osai, the yoledos bezov. Srichos lispor shiva nikim, and they have to count 7 clean days. So nimtseis omer sheyoledis zachar. So if she gives birth to a boy, mazel tov, yoshevis shiva leleda. So she sits 7 days of her tumas leda, v'shiva nikim, and she needs shiva nikim leziva, for her ziva, because we consider her a yoledis bezov, bizmanazay. For yoledis nikeva, mazel tov, she had a girl, yoshevis shuayim, she counts 2 weeks, Leleda, as her tumas Leleda, Vizayin Nikim, Leziva, and she needs 7 clean days for Aziva. And Yemei Leleda, Shehem Zayin, Lezachar, Vyadala, the Nekeva, Imlo Ra'asa Behem, she did not see Dam in them, Olim, Lesfira Zivasa. That's Rav. That's not Abai, that's Rav's opinion that we just had in the Gemara. So during her 7 or 14 days, she can start counting her Shiva Nikim if there's no bleeding. To for Shiv Nakim to go to the mikvah, because she's considered your lettuce bezov is manazay. V'im shalmu zayin nakim betoch yodalad the nekeva. If she finishes counting her 7 clean days during the 14 days of tuma for a girl, hareza asura, she can't go to the mikvah yet. Ad leil 2 until the erev of the 15th day. That's after the 14 days of tuma yoledis for the girl. V'im tavla kodim lachen a lo also latvila. It doesn't even work because she's still in the 14 days of tuma for a girl, but we see that the shiva nakim halacha lemaisa can be accomplished during the time of tumas yoledis if she's not seeing blood. It's extremely normal for the woman to see blood during the first week or 2 or 3 or sometimes 4 after giving birth. So it's not always possible for her to go to the mikvah after the 14th day, but it is theoretically possible. If there is a C-section, she's not considered a yoledis. C-section is not a yoledis. Not considered a halachic birth, and she would not have the 7 or 14 days of tuma, but she would still most likely, in almost all cases, see some sort of discharge because the lining of the uterus would be discharged through the normal passage, so she would probably be seeing some dam during this time, and she would also need a shiva nakim for seeing that dam, because bizman hazeh, any dam a woman sees, she does need a shiva nakim. So that is lamaisa, and the Ramah brings, he says that I'm not going to read the whole thing, we're getting out of time, but he says that we're not noheg the dam tohar, the 33 days for a boy and the 66 for a girl. He says we're not noheg this anymore. I mentioned yesterday the Rambam says in Sarfat they did it, the Rifah says in Galil they did it, and it was Tului and Minag Amakam, but the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the Beis Yosef actually brings it, and the Ramah brings that we're not noheg this bizman hazeh. Don't try that at home, kids. Good, we're at the two dots in the middle of Lamed Zayin. going back to the Mishnah, Kishta Shlosha Yomi, where Mishnah had said if she had labor pain and blood for 3 days, and then there was a break, a gap before she gave birth, then that blood made her a Zava. So she's Yoledes Bezov. Like Shulchan Aruch said, all of our women, Bizman Azei, are Yoledes Bezov and Yishiv Nakim. Ibailahu Shofta Mizei Mahu. So in the Mishnah, it said her pain subsided, her pain stopped, but she still had blood. What if both the pain and the bleeding stopped? Rav Chista Amar Tameya. Rav Chista says she's Tameya as a Zava when she gives birth. Rabbi Chanina Amar Tahura. Listen, her labor stopped. According to Rabbi Chanina, her labor stopped. But we're going to see why. He explains that she's still Tahura. She's not a Zava, even though she had 3 days of bleeding, then a gap before the labor. Amar Rav Chanina, Mashal Lamelech Sheyatza. So there's, I'll give you an example. A king went out to a city or a town. V'chailosav Lefanov. He sent his troops, his soldiers, his honor guard, in front of him. Biadua shechailosav shel melechen. So we know that these soldiers showing up in the town, these are the soldiers of the melech, because the melech is coming right after them. So too, he says, the pain is coming, the blood is coming, and it keeps coming, and then the king shows up. So now you know that this pain is attributed to the leda, to the birth, and not to her becoming a zava. Rav Chista amar kol sheken, dubai nafish chailos tefei. So if you're telling me some soldiers start showing up, but then they stop showing up, you're going to say that that's because of the king? He says, no, if the king is coming right now, then more and more soldiers should come. A bigger and bigger honor guard, a bigger entourage, all the king's horses and all the king's men should show up as the king shows up. So he's saying the labor pains should increase, should gradually increase and get worse as it comes. If they stop, then that pain and blood was due to her becoming a Zava, not due to labor. It's non. There's our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Laila V'yom, Kalele Shabbos V'yomo. He says the gap has to be a halachic day, a night and then a day. Sheshafta min ha'etzar v'lo min adam. And it has to be, in the Mishnah said, that she stopped having pain from labor, not necessarily that she stopped bleeding. Taima d'min etzar v'lo min adam. So the reason that she's a zava is because the pain stopped, labor pain stopped, but her dam did not stop. Ha mizeh mizeh, if both pain and blood stopped, tahara, she should not be a zava. Tivta de Rav Chista, this should wipe out Rav Chista's opinion. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista has a comeback. Let me buy Mizei Mizei de Tameya. Not only when both blood and pain stopped, is she Tameya as a Zava, because she already had the 3 days of seeing blood. De Paske Lehu Chailus, because it's as if the soldiers have stopped coming Legamre completely. So some troops showed up in the village, but then they stopped. They stopped coming. So we can't tell if the king's coming right now. Avol minitzar, v'lo minadam, our Mishnah's case where the pain of labor stopped, but the dam continued. Emar ki hechi demidam lo paska, mikoshi nama le paska. We could say the pain also didn't really stop, that her dam didn't stop. Maybe she's still having pain. V'ha, the reason she's not complaining now, tunba be'almahu denakat la. She sort of has a stupor, like a tunba is like she's wiped out. You understand? This woman has just had labor pain for 3 whole days, and she's exhausted now. Now the pain doesn't bother her so much on the 4th day, so maybe that's why our Mishnah is saying that she's still a Yoledes Bezov. She's not having as much pain. Kamash Malan, so our Mishnah is teaching that it's not the case, that if her pain stops, then we attribute those first 3 days of bleeding to her becoming a Zava and not to her eventual childbirth. Tznan, the Mishnah said, Kishta Shloshi Yamim, Betoch Achadasar Yom. So she had 3 days of pain and blood during her 11 days where she could become a Zava. Veshafta Me'es La'es, and she stopped having pain for 24 hours. Remember that this Me'es La'es is Rabbi Eliezer. The halachic day is Rabbi Yeshua, we just mentioned him. Veyolda, and then she gives birth after this gap, after the pain stopped. For a gap, Harezo Yoledes Bezov. She's Yoledes Bezov because those 3 days of pain and blood she had before, that was her becoming a Zava Gedola. Echidame, what's going on here? Ile Mekitikatani. Is it like the Pashas of the Mishnah that only her pain stopped? Lamali Shalosh. But the Pashas of the Mishnah's blood didn't stop. Why would we need 3 whole days? Betray Bekoshi V'chad B'shev Hisagi. It'd be good enough if there were 2 days of labor pain and then 1 day without pain, but still blood, because a Zava doesn't require pain, it requires blood for 3 separate days. So it would be enough for the Mishnah to say 2 days of Koshi and 1 day of Shofi would be enough, as long as there's blood on all 3 days, she's a Yoledes Bezov. Eila love hachi kamar, this is what the Mishnah is really telling you. Kishta shlosha v'shafta mizeh mizeh. If she had pain and blood for 3 days, and then both the pain and the blood subsided before her giving birth, or she had difficult birth for two days with pain and blood, and then she stopped having pain for 24 hours. Horezi lettuce bezov. That would be good enough if she's your lettuce bezov. She's had 3 days of dam. Tufta Rabbi Chanina. And that should be a kashan Rabbi Chanina. Tufta even. Amar lach Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina can tell you, lo, the Mishnah should not be read like this. Lo lam kidakatani. It's like we understood the Mishnah before that the blood kept going and when the pain stopped. Hakamashmalan to afogov de matchel kishui vishlishi, even though her pain started on the third day, vishaftam ace la ace, and her pain subsided for a 24-hour period, tamea, she's still a zava lefuki mirabi chanina. This excludes Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, as long as she has any labor pain on the third day and then gives birth on the fourth day, since there wasn't an entire halachic day without labor pains, we'll attribute her blood before to her ongoing labor. We see the example given, we'll stop here, but the example given is more and more soldiers are coming as the labor gets worse. It's interesting, by Rivka, she was having all this pain, but then when she figured out, when she went to Lidrosh Hashem, she figured out, oh, it wasn't one boy with split personalities, it was twins, she actually felt better. It doesn't say they were Yidrosh Hashem anymore. She felt better on an emotional level, having a spiritual clarity about what was actually in her kishka. So we see the importance of, you know, emotional clarity, spiritual clarity, and when a woman's pregnant, when anyone's in a difficult time, to try to give them chizuk and give them clarity about, you know, you're going to be out of this, gamzu yavor, and then they can tolerate the physical pain better when they have an emotional and a spiritual help from all of you guys. Rabbi Sai, good Shabbos, good Chodesh, Chazak Avroch, Yashar Koch.